Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind. We are thankful to God that we have turned the corner. I hope and pray you had a wonderful weekend filled with worship and chicken and fish. and now we start our first full week doing the fast. And we are thankful to God for allowing us to be at this moment. This is day five of our 40-day journey together. Thank you all so much for joining us live on the prayer line. And for those who will be joining us later, we thank and praise God for you as well. All right, let's get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, and I want to read just verses 3 through 6. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 is what I want to read. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire first chapter, which I know will bless your life. Here begins the reading of God's word, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. The praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. That's enough for now. Amen. God be praised. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Beloved, did you know that we are the benefactors as believers because we receive not only daily blessings from God, those things that God showers down upon us on a daily basis, but through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we receive additional blessings. I dare say extra blessings. I would even comment intangible blessings from God. We have spiritual blessings that reside in heavenly places for our blessed benefit. And Paul takes almost one long breath in sharing with us the spiritual blessings that God has for us. When you read verses 3 through 14. So the relevant question this morning is, what are the spiritual blessings that God has for us that comes from heavenly places? What are the spiritual blessings that God has for us that comes from heavenly places? I just want to lift up three. There are many more in this text, but I'm going to just lift up three. The first one that we see, spiritual blessing, is that God chose us. He chose us. Look at verse 4. Verse 4 says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." Beloved, just as God chose Israel to be the treasured possession and repository of his people, as believers in God, when we come to the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ, God then chooses us to receive great honor, the great honor of being called his children. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you and I should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness, hallelujah, into his marvelous light. The moment we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we receive the blessed benefit, the spiritual benefit of becoming the chosen children of God. And isn't it good news to know that we're chosen children of God, that God has chosen us because we are a part of the family of God by way of the redemptive hand of Jesus Christ. God has given us everything that we need by way of spiritual blessings. But there's more here. Second thing I want to show you, beloved, another spiritual blessing is that not only has he chosen us, but the Bible says he has predestined us. He has predestined us. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says this, that he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his will and, I'm sorry, his pleasure and will. Isn't that good news to know? That he predestined us for adoption to sonship through the Lord Jesus Christ in accordance to his pleasure and will. Here's what that means. The word predestined in the Greek means decided ahead of time. He decided ahead of time. He decided ahead of time that as children of God, that we would be adopted into the family of God. Notice the text says that he predestined us for adoption to sonship, meaning that once we became believers, we came in being the chosen children of God. And once the chosen children, it is then predestined for us to be connected by way of spiritual adoption, meaning that it's been decided ahead of time that we should be the children of God, sons and daughters of God. I like what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 30. And those he predestined, he has also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he has also glorified. What a blessing it is to be called children of God. Because as we are called to be children of God, we are also predestined to be justified. And as we're predestined to be justified, one day, y'all, we're going to be glorified with the Lord. What a spiritual blessing. Not only has he chosen us, but he's also predestined us. But here's the final thing I want to show you, beloved, in this text. And I want you to keep reading when you get a chance. There are more spiritual blessings that are here. But for my time, I got to stop here. The third blessing that I want to show you, another spiritual blessing, is that God's glorious grace is for us. God's glorious grace is for us. Look at verse 6. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. I love it. Our Heavenly Father is rich in grace. He's rich in grace, which attributes of his grace are kindness, forgiveness, wisdom, and understanding. How do you know that, Pastor Jones? Because look at verses 7 and 8. It tells us about this glorious grace of God that he gives us. In him, verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Verse 8, that he lavishes on us with all wisdom and understanding. Do y'all see that? So he's rich in grace. God's glorious grace is lavished upon us. That means God, who is rich in grace, will extend and lavish us in the richness of his grace by giving us forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. And then in addition to that, he gives us wisdom and understanding that comes through the redemption we receive through his blood. Listen, there are spiritual blessings that we know not of that God lavishes on us on a daily basis. And they're all coming from heavenly realms above that God showers down on us for us to have. I like what it says in Philippians 4 and 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That means that God not only takes care of the material things that I need, but thanks be to God that God is rich in the spiritual things that we need as well. That's why, beloved, you got to count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. We have spiritual blessings that God showers upon us. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on day 5 of the time of fasting, grateful and thankful for every blessing that you extend upon us. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for the blessings that come by way of what is material and the blessings that come by way of what is immaterial. Thank you, Lord God, that you're a keeper, that you allow us, Lord God, to experience spiritual blessings that come to us from on high. And Lord, may we now understand and know those spiritual blessings that you lavish upon us because of your riches and glory. Bless us now, God, to walk into our spiritual blessings and receive, Lord, what you have predestined for us to have as your chosen children of God. God, we love you. We adore you. We bless you and honor you. And we thank you now. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you are tapping in right now to the spiritual blessings of God. You all be blessed and heaven smile upon you as we start this full week of the fast. And listen, there's nothing you can't do without the power of God. God has given you the ability to do it. Be blessed until tomorrow morning. Amen.